The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for exposing the masters within. Let's get started.
I have some adjustments to make today at the beginning. Last week, I got some guidance that I seemed to forget before last week's show. So I'm going to bring it in this week. I had a friend and client of mine actually bring it to me again this week as a reminder. And that's this. I've been starting each show, I think since the first one, with this connection process that we do. And what I left out is probably the most important connection there is, and even the focus of what this show is about. So today, as we go into that connection process, what I'd like to have each of us start with is connecting within ourselves, to connect to our own divinity, to connect to our own truth, to connect to our own mastery. And just take a couple of breaths and open yourself up to yourself, to that more that you are than just what we typically perceive ourselves to be. So just allow yourself to breathe in to you writ large and feel yourself expand in that. Feel your sense of your limitations falling away a little bit. Wonderful. And so now I'm going to make another adjustment, and that is to connect first, after the self-connection, with our Mother Earth, to connect with our anchor point in this physical reality, this physical realm of existence. And so allow yourself to just breathe down into the earth and feel her holding you, feel her supporting you, feel her loving you. And just breathe that love up into you and breathe your gratitude down to her. Great. And so we move on to the next piece. And this one today, I would like to open out to the rest of those who are listening, again, either live or through the recording, to the community who are co-creating this show here today. And just allow yourself to open to experiencing that energy of community, that energy of co-creation, that energy of partnership that we have entered into by coming together for this purpose, for the purpose of exposing the master within each of us. Okay. And onward to those other masters, ascended masters, spirit guides, angels, the other beings of light who may not be in a physical body at this time, but are definitely here supporting us moment by moment as we walk our path, as we explore who we are, as we explore letting go of some of our boundaries, some of our limitations, and expanding how we express in the world. And allow yourself to breathe into that support and breathe that support into you. And as with the Mother Earth, allow yourself to feel the love of these beings and the support that they are giving to each and every one of us in every single moment of our lives. Wonderful. And finally, let's all open up into, breathe into, connect with all the light workers who are here on the planet at this time. This mass consciousness that we are a part of, that is about awakening into empowerment, that is about stepping into mastery, that is about discovering divinity and living from that place. And allow yourself to breathe that in and feel those connections and that energy of co-creation and participation that we're all a part of. Thank you for joining me in that. That felt so much better than any of the other times we've done it. The flow is much better in that form. So, thank you for reminding me of that this week. You know who you are. Anyway, today I sit here surrounded by rain and wind in New Hampshire on the northern, well, I'm not sure if it's the absolute northern end of Irene, but certainly it's toward the northern end of Irene, and you might even hear some sound effects here today. The wind has gusted quite heavily at times, blowing and whistling through the house. And the wind has come at times very, very, even pounding. So you may or may not have that experience join us as we move forward here. But it has me in mind of the storms that we each seem to manage to create in our lives periodically. And what those mean and what they offer and how we can best handle them when they blow in. And in the journey, they gave me some other pieces of that. In the shamanic journey I took in preparation for the show here today, they gave me a few more pieces. So we'll see where this goes. I want to start with this. These storms always serve a purpose. Now, when it comes to the physical storms out here, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the thunderstorms, etc., they're definitely serving a purpose in the energy field of Mother Earth that we may or may not understand or comprehend. But when there are storms that are in our individual lives, when the shit hits the fan, when we have experiences of being at the mercy of something going on around us, it is often very easy. That's one of the easiest times to lose sight of our mastery, to lose sight of ourselves as co-creators, as participants, but not just participants, as, yes, receivers of experience, but also as creators of experience. And we tend to lose sight of that at times when these storms blow up in our lives, when we are getting overwhelmed by our circumstances. And that's kind of what I'm going to put out here as the initial definition of a storm in our lives, in our personal lives. It's when we are getting overwhelmed by either all of our life at a particular moment or certainly portions of it. The circumstances just seem to be unmanageable or out of control. That would be another way to put it, out of control, that we're not feeling like we're in charge. And that's true all the time. We're not really in charge. When I say we in this sense, I mean our personality, our ego, our everything we tend to think of as ourself most of the time when we're not actively engaged in spiritual search, etc., when we're just dealing with the mundane details of day-to-day life, however we define ourselves. When I think of myself as John Schulte, if I think of myself that way, it's just about dealing with the details. What's the next thing to do? And in those moments, we tend to forget. We tend to lose track of our power here as co-creators. And so, although a moment ago I said it's really easy to lose track of ourselves and our power when those storms blow into our lives, and I'll talk about that more in a minute, in many cases, the storm is coming in because we've lost track of our power in the mundane details, the day-to-day living, the doing laundry, the getting food, the paying bills, the cleaning the house, the kinds of things that, for the most part, we don't necessarily bring into the category of spiritual experiences. Although we can, it is an option. Every moment is completely a spiritual experience, whether we label it that way or not, and whether we're experiencing it that way or not. All there is here, when we're looking out the window, all that's out there is divinity. When we're looking around inside the house, all that's here is divinity. There is nothing else. That is the all, being the all, in the form of a ceiling tile, in the form of a light bulb, in the form of a tree. And that's so easy to lose sight of, because as we're looking outside of ourselves, as that spiritual cliche goes, that's the mirror out there. And so the degree that we're not experiencing our divinity within us, that's the same degree that we're going to look outside of us and not see divinity there either. And so life goes on day by day. And I don't know about you, but for me, and I don't think it's just the process of getting older, definitely seems like things are speeding up. And I entire months disappear, and I have no idea what I did for that whole month. I know I did something. I was awake. I was conscious. I was making choices. I did some appointments. I did some radio shows. I've got the recordings to prove it. But I don't know where that month went, or that day, or that hour. I'll look up and suddenly time has shifted and I'm farther on in linear time than some part of my mind says I ought to be. And I think that's a piece of it. There's just so much to deal with that it's easy to get lost in those details and let go of that level of reality that is much closer to the truth, that is, we are divine right now, and right now, and right now, and in every single moment before this, and in every single moment yet to come, we are divine. And that ultimately, to me, is what mastery is about. It's about coming into that experience in more and more moments, until ultimately that's all the experience we're having. Which, I'm not there yet, and I don't know. I imagine that if you're listening to this, you're not there yet, because if you were, I don't know that I would be saying anything very useful for you if you were in that experience every single moment. But that's the goal. And so let's come back around to the storm. Let's come back around to the storm as we're going through our life and dealing with all those details. Occasionally there are these emergencies, these storms that show up, these things that seem so important and so urgent and so overwhelming that they shut out a lot of the rest of reality, that they cause us in many ways to focus. Now, a lot of the time, for probably the majority of people, that focus is kind of on bailing water out of the boat. It's just trying to survive the storm rather than what I believe is possible, which is finding more mastery within the storm. And so that's where I'd like to go for the rest of the time here, in my own meandering, winding way. And so how do we find mastery in those moments of greatest chaos, in the moments where it seems like we have the least control, in those moments where we seem the most disempowered, where we seem least able to master anything, let alone maintain our sanity, because whatever this is that's up is overwhelming us. And what I'd like to touch on here is a very personal experience. I don't know if I've shared this on the show yet previously or not, but it's had a very profound effect on me, and I know I've certainly shared it with a lot of individual friends and some clients that I've worked with, because it has a very potent message in it, and I think it applies very much here to what we're talking about today, to what you guys are all helping me to co-create, and that is this. And it happened when my wife came home and said, we're getting a divorce. And that was definitely a storm for me, and it was a storm that blew up out of nowhere. It's not that there weren't issues in the relationship. It was a relationship, so it was bound to have something in it that was there to help us discover our own power, or at least give us the opportunity to try to discover our own power. So there were issues, and perhaps another show, maybe I should jot this down, I'll do a show that is specifically just on relationship and even on partnership. But for now, I'll just say this. There definitely were issues, but all signs at a conscious level pointed to the movement being in the direction I wanted to go, and I thought that we wanted to go. And out of the blue, she comes home from work and drops this bomb on me. And it might as well have been a hurricane blowing in, because my emotional body went crazy. My mental body went crazy. I was in that storm full bore. I was angry. I was upset. I was afraid. I was sad. I was all these emotions at once. My mind is going, where did this come from? And I was frantically trying to figure it all out. And I was just raving, probably, in terms of what I was saying back to her, trying to stop this storm that was already here. I couldn't stop it. It was here. That was her choice. And I was simply going to have to deal with it. But in the midst of that, in the midst of all that craziness within me that I was experiencing, in the very center of me, there was another experience going on. And I liken it to the eye of the storm, because in that center point, there was complete calm. In that center point, there was a pure knowingness that this was perfect, that it was exactly what needed to take place. And that I could then go do this other thing that I needed to do. But it was that calm, that centered, that at peace in the midst of all the rest of this chaos of my mind and my emotions, trying to figure out what's going on, trying to just handle this new information that had come to me seemingly completely out of the blue, was that center. And for me, that was one of the moments of defining grace in my life, because I had the glimpse that no matter what is going on externally, and no matter what that might be triggering internally, emotionally, mentally, even physically. I don't think I felt very good physically after she said that to me. While all that can be happening, in the center of it all is the divinity, is the knowing that it is all in divine order. I use those words myself. It's all in divine order. And a lot of the times using those words is trying to convince myself that it's true. But in that moment, in that experience, and I don't know how long it lasted, it seemed eternal and yet instantaneous, that it was there and then it was gone. In that moment, I experienced divine order in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the chaos. And I don't know if you have had an experience like that. I can only wish and pray that, well, that I have more of them, and whether you've had one or not, that they come to you, because that moment changed me forever. And I definitely have heard other people talk about those defining moments where they go into meditation and they experience oneness with the all and all the rest of this. It was that kind of experience, had that kind of power. But I don't put that out there because makes me better or anything else. I put that out there because that, I believe, is available to us every time a storm blows in. Now, I personally have not had it that clearly every time a storm has blown in since into my life. And there have been a number of storms since that time. So, but because of that, I do carry a little bit of that, the echo of that, is there every time a storm blows in now. And sometimes it's larger and sometimes it's smaller, but it's there. And I can get to it sooner again. And so, what is this I'm trying to get at here? Well, what I'd like to do is I would like to have each one of us remember a storm. Now, if you've got something up right now, if you've got a storm in your life right now, you can try this with that as well. And please let me know how it works. But what I'd like to do, perhaps, instead of that, is to work with a storm that has already passed. You've survived it. No matter how chaotic it was, no matter how overwhelming it was, no matter how negative it was, no matter how bad it felt, you've survived it. You've come out the other side. And perhaps I should call this show the show of the cliche. But another one of those cliches that I love, hindsight is 20/20. It's easy to look back on something and see the bigger picture. It's not so easy when you're in the midst of that storm. So that's why we're starting here with one that is already passed. And perhaps you have enough perspective on it to even be able to see in hindsight what you got out of going through all of that crap, what you got out of going through that storm. And that is going to be a key. That's going to be helpful here in this process. And so if the storm that you've picked is not one that you already have some perspective on, some of that 20/20 hindsight about what it's, what purpose it served, what value it had for you, then perhaps pick another storm, because that awareness is going to be a gateway. We're going to use that as a gateway to see if we can't go and activate this awareness by going back into that experience. So let me tell you what I mean. I'll give you the map here, and then we'll go take the journey. So you've got this storm, whatever it might be, and you have that perspective about what value there is. Now, you may or may not still have some energy, negative energy, around that storm. You may have cleared it out all the way. If you have, you might not get quite as much out of this, but that's okay. What I'd like you to do is first breathe into, allow yourself to breathe into that perspective, that awareness that this storm had value for you. Let yourself just breathe into that. Let yourself expand that. See if you can find a place in your physical body where that truth seems to be anchored. And if you can, breathe into that spot like you're pumping a bellows and you're spreading that truth throughout the cells of your body. And just let yourself gently breathe into it. You're not pushing anything, but it's a gentle puffing, a gentle expanding. Like blowing up a balloon that's easy to blow up, not one of those that you make clown animals out of. So you're taking this idea about what you gained from that storm, and you're letting yourself expand the sensation of it, the feeling of it, the knowing of it out of the mental, and expand it as large as you can. And now, just allow that to maybe float in the room with you while you do the next thing. And take a breath to kind of let that balloon of energy, of perspective, of trust and knowing, let that float over there. But take a breath and refocus yourself. And right now, focus then on the energy of the storm at the worst that you experienced it. In other words, when it was most overwhelming to you, see if you can breathe back in and bring that feeling up within you and just breathe into it. You're safe. It's already passed. You even have this perspective that you're beyond it. You gained out of it. So you definitely know you can handle the worst of this because you did it already. You made it through. So just let yourself breathe into it and let those feelings come up to the degree you can connect with them. Let them come up. And now, while they're there, or as soon as you're ready, allow yourself to breathe that balloon of the perspective back to you. Just pull it back in. And feel it completely surrounding you and the storm that you're feeling. Whatever degree of the storm you've been able to bring back up. And allow yourself to feel this knowing expand out until it is larger than the storm ever was. And that it gradually begins to diminish the energy of the storm. It just calms it down. The wind dies away. The rain stops. The lightning and thunder stop. It's as if the storm is taking a deep breath. And it will subside as far as it can at this time, as much as you can let go of it. Wonderful. Pat yourself on the back, give yourself a hug, take a deep cleansing breath, and let that whole exercise go. Now, it's my belief, well, everything on this show is my belief, but it's specifically my belief right now that every single moment, no matter how positive it may seem to us in that moment, or no matter how negative it may seem to us in that moment, has both polarities in it. In other words, no matter how positive it is, there is the flip side. And we may not ever connect with what that flip side is. And that's okay. But this is about where our consciousness is focusing. What is our perspective in the particular moment that we're experiencing, whatever we're experiencing. So for instance, and I'll give a very silly example in this moment because it's what's here. And in a lot of movies that focus in some way about a couple getting married, one of the comic conceits that's out there is about the groom having to deal with never being able to be with another woman again. And so we'll just use that. And granted, people have cold feet getting married at times. But that conceit is very much about this very idea. Getting married, two people love each other. Hopefully the groom wouldn't have agreed to the marriage even if this wasn't someone that he wanted to spend the rest of his life with. And yet, every choice that we make, every experience that we have, closes other potential experiences off. And that's part of what I'm talking about when I say every moment has both polarities in it. So this moment that can be an extreme celebration, this couple joining together, coming together as one, at the same time, each of them, at least as long as they stay together and as long as they stay faithful, if you believe in that sort of thing, they are cutting themselves off from other choices through this choice, no matter how positive it is. Depending on how they would flip their consciousness, they could also see what is being taken away by making that choice to move forward. Now, am I suggesting that in all the positive moments, we focus on the negative? No, I'm not. But as far as living, yeah, as souls in human bodies through human experience, to get through here with the greatest amount of grace possible, on the flip side, it's a very good idea, I think, to, when we're in that storm, when we're in the negative experience, to seek for what the positive is about it. Now, let's take a step back to that storm that you brought up, that you already had perspective from hindsight that said, I got this and this and this out of the experience. These were the positive benefits for me. Well, you know what? Those benefits, the seeds of those benefits were there the moment the storm blew into your life. And in fact, I would postulate from the perspective of our divinity, our mastery, our power as co-creators, we created the storm, we brought it to us to bring those gifts out of us. And so I would say that the moment the storm arrives, and even before the moment the storm arrives, the positive is already there in it. But we get so caught up in the emotion, the chaotic emotions that come up when we get triggered. We get so caught up in the mental process of trying to figure it out, trying to solve that storm, that we don't allow ourselves to go into the truth that the positive is already there and to connect with it. Now, as far as I'm concerned, it was an act of grace. When I had that experience, we're getting a divorce. Ah! Chaos happens inside of me, and at the same time, that center is there. Now, I know it happened because of the healing work I'd been doing on myself up to that point, etc. But but it showed up without my having to look for it. But what I'm here suggesting is that when we can remember, no, it doesn't matter how long we've been in the midst of a particular storm, when we can remember that every storm has an eye. At least these emotional storms. Every storm has an eye. Every storm in our lives has an eye. And I would say that that eye is actually the I Am. It is our divinity. The calmness is there. The center is there. But if we don't choose to look for it, it may not come to the surface. We may be stuck out in the whirlpool part where we're just feeling like we're going around and around and around and not getting anywhere. In the tornado aspect. I think those are wonderful images. And I, having been born and raised in the Midwest, I'm much more in the mindset of the tornado. I have that as a much stronger image for me growing up than the hurricanes out here on the East Coast. But I think I like the hurricane image even better because it's not just what's stirred up. It's not just the moisture in the atmosphere. It's that it's pulling out of the ocean. And so from the perspective of imagery, from the energy of the idea that water equals emotion, equates to emotion, the hurricane is so much more potent than the tornado because the hurricane really brings that concept forward that says it's not just about what's going on right now. It's about all the unresolved emotion. It's about the ocean of emotion that we have stored inside of us, all that was suppressed, that is trying to get out every time we get upset, every time we get triggered. It's trying to escape. And so I like that. But both the tornado and the hurricane have that eye. And that's the eye of opportunity. And so as soon as we have that chance, our conscious mind says, oh, as it's trying to solve things, at some point the thought will cross the threshold there of, oh, wait a minute, let's try that exercise. Let's see if we can go into the eye. Well, even just that thought is going to change your breathing, I would guess. It's going to change your focus. It's going to aid you, aid us, aid me to stepping into that eye more quickly. And what does it mean to go into that eye? It means to open. And this, again, it may start with the mental, but this is not about trying to figure out the meaning now, to figure out the positive now. It is not about the mental in that way. That's part of the chaos. The mental trying to solve it. Rather, this is about seeking the inner knowing, the feeling, the sensation. And it's hard to describe because it is a knowing. So in that sense, there's a mental component, but it's the higher mental. There is a feeling that's like emotion, but it's not the emotional body. It's the divinity coming through. It's the alignment that's occurring. And it can even have physical sensation. Again, I think I was kind of nauseous on one level in response to the storm of that, but at the same time, there was also a deepening of my breath and a feeling of relaxation. In those moments when I know something is true, I relax. And so I believe that that spiritual alignment that takes place through that eye. And I'd like to give you this vision because for me, this is kind of the picture I have of this exercise. Is that, okay, my emotional body's triggered. I can feel the storm raging around me and actually seeking to let that go, let it go out of me, let it whirl around me. And same thing with the mental, and the same thing if there's anything physically negative going on. And literally imagine the storm around me. Imagine all these energies I'm feeling in tumult inside of me, whirling around me. And yet seeking to come into the calm. And literally even raising my head and raising my hands and reaching up and looking up to seek that opening in the clouds above, opening in the storm that signal the eye. And it's opening to receive that divine light coming down. Now, ultimately, that divine light is within us. But we have this imagery, in many ways, hardwired into our belief systems that divinity is up somewhere. And so I think this image works fairly well. But you can also imagine yourself looking down and putting your hands on your heart and almost cupping them there and waiting for that light to come into your hands from your heart, that divine light to come up through your heart and come out. Almost like when someone's trying to start a fire and it's windy and they've got their hands cupped together and they're trying to get that lighter to go or get that match to hold. That's the kind of thing. That light is there, but we need to choose to look for it. And then we need to choose to put the kindling on it. And our choice to look for it is putting kindling on it. It is opening it up. It is opening us up to it. And it really is about moving further forward and further forward and further forward. And step by step by step, this is not a one-time thing that we do. We do it over and over and over again. And so even in the midst of one storm, we might do this multiple times. And it might work the first time in such a way that we don't feel we need to do it again, but that's okay if it doesn't work to that degree, because we can make the choice again when we find ourselves being whirled about by our circumstances. So, well, thank you for taking that journey with me. And allowing me to share that with you. It's something I've done pieces of through the years, but it's come together in a different way as I shared it with you. So, yeah, let me know how that went, how that works. And I do always appreciate anything you send me, feedback-wise or suggestion-wise. I may not respond to it because I've got a lot of things to look at. I will when I can, but I always appreciate it. And if it has suggestions, they always go onto the list and into the pile. And I want to let you guys know next week I am going to do an all answer hour again. And I'm going to start with a topic that was brought up. They've been bouncing in my head the last week. And the topic is addictions. And yes, it will touch on addiction as people tend to think of it, but it's also going to touch on other things besides addiction to drugs or alcohol or sex or whatever, that kind of thing where it's already been labeled as something by the scientific community. So that may take the whole hour. I don't know if it will. If it doesn't, I will certainly move on to other things. And I am considering opening up the phone lines next week as well to have it be more interactive on that topic. So just wanted to bring that out. But once more, it is the end of the month. It is the last live show I'll be doing this month. It's the last Sunday of the month. And so it's time for the drawing for an hour of session time with me. And here we go. I've got all the people in here who have sent me suggestions, feedback, comments, questions, etc. And here we go. And the winner is Pam Floyd Agawa. So I will be sending you an email in short order. Well, after the show at least, to let you know that if you're not listening live. But thank you to all who sent in. And all right. I guess now it is time for transformation time to go in and see who would like to talk from the other dimensions here to us and what they would have to offer. So, as usual, I will do some toning while you do some breathing and just allow yourself to center and be open to what's coming, and whoever is going to be here will be here shortly. So, Welcome, dear ones. This is Thor, come to be with you today. Storm day. One thing for you to keep in mind. There are some who would say that there are four elements. There are some who would say that there are five, and different systems agree on different elements. We would say that essentially there are four: earth, water, air, and fire. But we would say that there are multiple ways for them to interact with each other, and that one of the most powerful ways for them to interact is in the energy of storm. The energy of storm is amplification for change. Breathe that in. When storm blows into your life, it is amplifying the opportunity that you have for change. Understand this. That opportunity is not just related to whatever you think the storm is about. If the storm is about this relationship, your opportunity is about all relationships. And it might be about your spiritual growth, and it might be about your work. It might be about many other things than just that particular relationship, because storm is the amplification of your opportunity for change. It is amplifying change, yes, but it is also amplifying your opportunity to choose change. And make no mistake here, there is no storm that arises in your life, nor any storm that ever has arisen in your life before, that you did not actively co-create. Breathe that in. And smile. Smile. Let yourself know, maybe it's a sheepish grin, because you spent all that time blaming the other person. But every single storm you co-created. And the sooner you get that, the more quickly you will be empowered in your life. The more easily you will be able to move into your power when storm does arise again. And it will. It will. The winds of change are blowing, and they are blowing your way, and they are getting faster. They are getting faster. You can feel the acceleration of change on the planet in those moments when you allow yourself to. Some of you do this very well. Others of you are fairly timid about it because you're afraid of what you're going to lose. We would say this, although understandable, is also the thing that holds humans back the most. Focusing on what they fear losing, rather than focusing on potential gain. The storm is going to open the door. It is going to blow things out of your life, and it is going to blow things into your life. And the less time you spend trying to chase down and hold on to the things that are being blown out of your life, the more energy you have to grab hold of the new that is being blown in, the more ability you have to catch it, the more energy you have to integrate it, the more power you have to express it. And by all means, it is human. We understand the fear of loss. Everything that you fear to lose, everything that you fear dying to the experience of, whether it is your relationship with another person or a circumstance or a career, doesn't matter what it is. It is all a metaphor for your fear of dying, period. You try to hold on to what has been, to slow your path out of the body. If you truly comprehended, you would speed your path out of the body. But it is not the suggestion that you go do that on purpose. What is the suggestion is that you choose to remember opportunity is always being blown in when anything is being blown out. It is not an accident. The diamond visioned with a huge hammer. It goes with the anvil. It is about forging a new life for yourself. When a storm blows in, you have an opportunity for major change. Will you embrace it? Will you surrender to it? Will you claim it? Eventually you will. It is not a question of whether you actually will or won't. Because when storm blows in, your divinity has seen fit to give you a kick in the pants. To say to you, it is time for some major change to take place. And that change is going to take place. You will not stop it, no matter how hard you try. Sometimes you can delay it. Sometimes you can diminish it. But if you diminish the degree of change, all you are truly diminishing is how much of your power you step into. And so give yourself freedom. When you feel the storm blowing in, when you feel it whirling around you, take out your own hammer and beat the shackles off of you. Whatever it is you fear losing that is up within this storm, set it free consciously. Get out your hammer and envision breaking the chains between you and that thing, you and that person, you and that circumstance. Set yourself free, set the other free. You will still be connected. You cannot lose another ever. but the sooner you set each of yourselves free, yourself and the other, yourself and the circumstance, the sooner you come into the next level of your power and the next evolution of whatever those relationships are with the other person. And perhaps that means the other person is gone from your life directly. That is okay. They are not gone from your life energetically. They are divinely connected to you and always will be. Remember that. Your worst enemy is always connected to you. So it is best to cut the cords and release the pain that is held within the connections. Let go. So that the storm can do its job. So that it can free you into the next level of your power. Call upon us, dear ones, when you would like help with that change, and we will be there in love and honor for the divine light that you are. Namaste, dear ones. Thank you, Thor. Well, Doug, you can start the chimes now. Thank you all for joining me today to co-create this show here, to co-create in the storm. I can't create this without you, and I don't want to, and I'm very grateful that you're there. Let me know what you think so I can, as consciously as possible, integrate and co-create with you. I will be back same time next week, same place. The topic we will start with will be addiction. And I hope you'll join me again out there in the truth within. Remember, you never know where this show will go, even though you have a topic for next week. We'll see what happens. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful week and a wonderful journey. Namaste, my friends.